Good afternoon. An announcement for ASL viewers. Due to the importance of showing unobstructed videos, we ask that our ASL viewers use the WebEx link provided in the description of the live stream. For viewers who would like this town hall meeting translated, please click on the WebEx link in the live stream description and click the icon in the bottom left corner to select your preferred language.
Good afternoon. We're here today for a virtual town hall regarding an officer-involved shooting that occurred on Thursday, September 4th, 2025, on northbound US 101 near the Cesar Chavez Street off-ramp. Before proceeding, I'd like to announce to our viewing and listening audience that this town hall is being translated into Spanish, Cantonese, and American Sign Language, also known as ASL. For members of our community who speak those languages, today's presentation will include details from an officer-involved shooting incident that resulted in an injury to Juan Antonio Serrato. In the San Francisco Police Department, we recognize that our sworn duty as law enforcement officers is to honor and respect the sanctity of human life. We also know that as police officers, we are sometimes required to use force, including deadly force, in the performance of our duties. We recognize, too, that officer-involved shootings can have traumatic effects on members of our communities, especially for individuals, their families, and loved ones who have suffered traumas of their own in encounters with the criminal justice system. To any of our viewers experiencing trauma from this incident or from the information or images that we will present during this town hall, please know that help is available to you. You may contact the San Francisco Department of Public Health Crisis Line at 415-970-3800 for trauma services. In the following presentation, we will release facts known to us at this time about this incident. We will try to do so in a manner that is impartial and neutral. We will play videos from the incident, including police body-worn camera video. We will answer questions from members of the public as well as members of the news media, understanding that this incident remains an ongoing investigation. We will listen to the public feedback. We will allocate 1 hour for public comments and questions. I want to emphasize that this incident is subject to multiple independent and ongoing investigations, which include the SFPD's Investigative Services Detail, the SFPD's Internal Affairs Division, the Department of Police Accountability, and the District Attorney's Independent Investigations Bureau. You can find more information on our website at sanfranciscopolice.org about the parallel investigations that occur following an officer-involved shooting. I want to emphasize that this presentation is part of SFPD's commitment to transparency. You can find more information about our pledge to transparency and accountability on our website. Thank you very much for joining us today. Commander Jack Hart will now present the facts of this case as we know them.
The officer-involved shooting discussed in this presentation occurred on Thursday, September 4th, 2025, at approximately 11:19 a.m. on the northbound U.S. Route 101 highway at the Cesar Chavez Street Potrero Avenue off-ramp in the Bayview Police District. A San Francisco sheriff's deputy observed a male walking northbound on the freeway shoulder. The deputy pulled over to contact the subject. San Francisco police officers in the area, on a call that was later determined to be related to the subject on the freeway, stopped to assist. The officers contacted the male, who produced an edged weapon, and an officer-involved shooting occurred. In this presentation, you will hear the following police terminology and radio code language commonly used by officers. A priorities are calls for service that involve serious incidents. These are emergency calls that require a rapid response because there may be an immediate threat to life or a substantial risk of major property loss or damage. RP is reporting party. 603 is a prowler. 10-8 is in service for calls. OIS is an officer-involved shooting. Dispatch is the Department of Emergency Management Dispatcher and Radio Communication System. BWC footage refers to body-worn camera footage. The precise chronology of this incident is currently under investigation. We are still in the very early stages of ongoing investigations that can take months to complete, and our understanding of this incident may change as additional evidence is collected and reviewed. The times presented are approximate. The following is a summary of the events as they are understood today and may evolve as further information is learned through the investigation. As of September 12, 2025, we believe the facts are as follows. On Thursday, September 4, 2025, at 11:08 a.m., dispatch received a call for service on the 200 block of Holiday Avenue regarding a prowling subject on top of a house. The caller stated that she heard noises on her roof and then saw the subject walking away in her backyard. The 911 caller described the subject as a white male, 30s, skinny build, wearing a black hoodie and black pants. At approximately 11:18 a.m., SFPD officers from the Ingleside Police District, call sign 3 Henry 14 Adam, assigned as backup officers to the prowling call, were exiting the 101 northbound freeway at the Cesar Chavez Street off-ramp when they observed a sheriff's deputy walking up the off-ramp towards a subject who was walking on the shoulder of the freeway. The officers stopped their vehicle on the off-ramp and contacted the subject. The remainder of the following interaction took place on the side or shoulder of the freeway. Officer number one initiated dialogue with the subject on the freeway, while officer number two repositioned the patrol vehicle. Officer number one approached the subject and asked, "You all right?" The officer continued, "Come over here. Let's get over here. As the subject approached officer number one, you can hear officer number one say, "What's that?" Officer number one pointed towards an object that the subject was brandishing in his right hand. The object, held as an edged weapon, was raised level with the side of his head. The subject then quickly advanced towards officer number one. The subject made several downward stabbing motions with the edged weapon as he charged at the officer. While surrounded by freeway traffic both to his front and side, officer number one quickly retreated from the armed subject in the Gore Point area between the roadway and the off-ramp where uninvolved motorists continue to travel. Officer number one turned back toward the subject, and the subject continued advancing toward him with the edged weapon in hand. The subject was ordered, "Hey, drop it, drop it." Officer number two discharged his firearm, and the OIS occurred. After the OIS, officers continued to issue commands for the subject to drop the weapon. Moments after, the subject complied. The officers rendered emergency medical aid, including the application of a chest seal. San Francisco Fire Department paramedics responded and transported the subject to a local hospital for further medical treatment. The original prowling call that 3 Henry 14 Adam responded to was located on the 200 block of Holiday Avenue, which is in close proximity to where the OIS occurred. Holiday Avenue runs parallel to the southbound lanes of 101 on the western edge of the freeway. Unknown to the officers at the time, at approximately 11:10 a.m., the California Highway Patrol dispatch received multiple 911 calls reporting a subject who had fallen from the retaining wall on southbound 101. One of the callers indicated that the subject was in possession of scissors. The subject then crossed all lanes of southbound freeway traffic, jumped the center divider, and continued across all lanes of northbound freeway traffic. While the investigation remains ongoing, preliminary information suggests that the subject in this incident is likely the same individual connected to both the prowling incident and the CHP-related calls. The subject in this officer-involved shooting is Juan Antonio Serrato. His date of birth is August 21, 1985. Crime scene investigators from the San Francisco Police Department's Forensic Services Division responded and collected evidence from the scene, including but not limited to the following: one 40 caliber fired cartridge casing and edged weapon, the scissors. Officers on scene were wearing department-issued body-worn cameras. The BWC worn by officer number one captured the OIS. In attempting to review the BWC for officer number two, it was discovered that the camera was powered on and in buffering mode. Officer number two attempted to activate the camera but was unsuccessful. As such, his BWC did not record audio or video of the event. The Independent Investigations Bureau, IIB, is an independent unit within the San Francisco District Attorney's Office that investigates and reviews all officer-involved shootings. Any relevant video footage or photographs can be provided to IIB by calling area code 628-652-4420 or submitted by email at sfda-iib@sfgov.org. Anyone with information is encouraged to call IIB at 628-652-4420. The SFPD patrol officer who discharged his firearm in this incident, referred to as Officer Number 2 in this presentation, is Officer Michael Scott, who is assigned to Ingleside Station. The officer who discharged his department-issued firearm completed active shooter, violent intruder training, and both officers completed crisis intervention training, known as CIT. Active shooter, violent intruder is a 20-hour California Post-certified training course developed by the San Francisco Police Department's Field Tactics Force Options Unit. This course builds on critical decision-making based on the information known at the time. This course utilizes force-on-force exercises and reality-based scenarios to induce stress and therefore increase each student's inoculation to stress. CIT is a 40-hour California Post-certified course which prepares officers to respond to persons in crisis incidents and, as a team, formulate a plan, establish rapport, and use de-escalation tactics, including tactical repositioning and creating time and distance wherever possible to safely resolve incidents. Today's presentation is provided in a multimedia format. In an effort to provide a transparent and comprehensive perspective of this incident, the San Francisco Police Department will present audio from the 911 call, body-worn camera footage, crime scene investigation photos, maps, and related visual aids. Our presentation today consists of relevant known video and audio available at this time. It is not intended to provide all photos, videos, or testimonial information related to this investigation. I will now present this incident using these multimedia sources. At select points, certain footage has been enhanced and slowed down to increase clarity for viewers and allow for a better understanding of this incident. Please note that this presentation, the enhanced video, and the unedited video will all be available on the SFPD website immediately following this town hall event. SFPD policies can also be found on the SFPD website. Prior to the beginning of each segment, I will provide a brief description to orient viewers to the time, place, and context of the material being shown. A word of caution. These images and information that you are about to see and hear may be disturbing. When a police officer uses force to arrest a suspect or defend against attack, the images can be graphic and difficult to watch. In addition, there may be strong language used by those in the video. Viewer discretion is advised, especially for young children and sensitive viewers. We encourage those in need of support to contact the San Francisco Department of Public Health Crisis Line at area code 415-970-3800. On September 4th, 2025, at approximately 11:08 a.m., an Ingleside resident on the 200 block of Holiday Avenue contacted 911 to report a prowler. We will now play a condensed recording of the 911 call provided by the San Francisco Department of Emergency Management.
San Francisco 911. What's the exact location of emergency?
Hi, someone is in my house. He's just leaving. He was in the yard, but I think he climbed the roof, and now he's leaving.
Said he climbed onto your house?
I am inside the house, and then I hear noises.
11, 0, upstairs, 8,
and I think he was in the roof. And I just saw him running away.
Okay. And which way is he going?
He's going towards York Street. He's wearing all black. He's not walking very fast. It seems like either he's injured or something. I don't know, but he's trembling.
You are about to hear a recording of the call for service as it was broadcast to Ingleside officers.
Ingleside 1 car, A priority 603, Prowler. Henry 1 Adam, subject was on top of RP's house, now being told that he left, last name going towards York, we're still waiting for a description.
19 seconds.
We will now show video footage from a surveillance camera, which depicts the subject walking northbound on Holiday Avenue, holding a pointed object in his left hand. The subject then climbs a chain-link fence, heading eastbound towards Highway 101. We will now play an enhanced, shortened version of the same footage, slowed down to highlight the subject holding an edged weapon and the manner in which it was held. While none of the on-scene officers were aware of these three calls for service to the California Highway Patrol at the time of the incident, as these calls were routed to Vallejo, California, to the CHP's dispatch center, they are being provided for context as to what passing motorists perceived and were reporting. On September 4th, 2025, at approximately 11:10 a.m., CHP dispatch received a 911 call reporting that a subject had jumped off a retaining wall onto southbound Highway 101.
911 emergency, what are you reporting?
Hey, I want to report I'm right by the Daly City, like, when you're on the 101, you can take the 280 south to Daly City. So I just got on the 101, I don't know where, but some guy just jumped off of, like, one of the, like, retaining walls on the right side of the freeway.
So southbound 101 after the 280?
It's right before the 280.
Okay, cool. Okay, did he jump onto the city side or the freeway side?
No, he jumped onto the freeway side from, like, the retaining wall.
Okay.
And then it looked like I was looking in my rear mirror, he was trying to cross the freeway itself.
When he did jump off, did you see if he was white, black, Hispanic, or Asian? Or anything
white.
He was wearing? Okay.
Black clothes.
Black clothing? Okay.
Yeah, looked like he was running from something, honestly. Looks like he was limping when he got back up.
This call is from a witness reporting a subject walking eastbound, crossing all lanes of traffic on Highway 101 near the Cesar Chavez Street off-ramp.
Emergency, what are you reporting?
Hi, there's a guy, just walking in the middle of the freeway.
Okay, what freeway, sir?
101, San Francisco 101 South, right after the exit
It looks like you just passed, when you were calling, you were just passing, like, Cesar Chavez?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so just after that, or just before?
Just after that.
Just after, okay. Yeah. And was this person white, black, Hispanic, Asian?
He looked Hispanic with some hair.
Hispanic with what?
So Hispanic with long hair.
About how long?
Pretty long, like up to his shoulders,
like,
I believe.
To his shoulders?
Yeah.
Dark hair?
Yeah, dark black hair.
And do you recall what he was wearing?
He was wearing black pants and a black hoodie, and he had a face mask on.
This call is from a witness reporting a subject in the middle of Highway 101 carrying scissors.
Emergency, what are you reporting?
Hi, it's an emergency. We're on 101 North, and there is a guy in the middle of the freeway.
Okay, so you see a pedestrian?
Yes,
on the
carrying scissors.
Okay, north on 101, what's the closest exit that you last saw him?
Vermont, maybe half a mile before Vermont.
Vermont, okay. And could you tell if they were black, white, Hispanic, or Asian?
I think it's Latin.
Okay.
And he's wearing all black, and he has a jacket, and he has long hair.
Okay. And you said he was carrying, like, a backpack?
Scissors.
Scissors?
Yes.
Okay. And about how long ago did you see him?
Maybe, like, less than a minute ago.
Okay.
We will now display a geographical map to illustrate the general area of the original SFPD Prowler call for service and officer-involved shooting incident on Highway 101 near the Cesar Chavez Street exit. The map will show both a Google satellite view and a Google Earth perspective. We will now show BWC footage captured from a department-issued camera. When activated by an officer, BWCs record both audio and video. The timestamp displayed on the footage is in Pacific time. I will introduce each video before it is played. Officers number 1 and number 2 were riding in the same patrol vehicle. We will now play footage from officer number 1, who first contacted Mr. Serrato. This footage also shows officer number 2, who discharged his firearm. Subtitles have been added for clarity.
You all right? Come over here. Let's get out. Let's get this cars. Let's go over here. What's that? Hey, come back. Hey, watch out, watch out, watch out.
Drop it. Drop it. Drop it.
Drop it. Drop it. Drop it. Drop it. Drop it.
We will now play an enhanced, slowed version of this footage. This version highlights Mr. Serrato clenching the edged weapon in his right hand above his head and making several downward stabbing-like motions as he quickly advanced towards the officer.
Come over here. Let's get out. Let's get this cars. Let's go over here. Hey, come back. Hey, watch out, watch out, watch out. We will now play footage showing officers rendering emergency medical aid to Mr. Serrato.
I need to apply.
I'm without you.
I need to apply pressure.
No, it hurts, man. It hurts. Hey, I could. I'm obviously awake after you shot me. I can breathe, man. Come on, dude.
Paramedics on the way. What's your name?
We will now show photographs of evidence collected by the San Francisco Police Department's Forensic Services Division. Photo number one, scissors. This photo shows the scissors found in Mr. Serrato's possession. Photo number two. This photo shows the fired cartridge casing from the officer's firearm. Photo number three. This photo shows the department-issued firearm used by officer number two. This concludes my presentation. I will now introduce the commanding officer of Ingleside Station, Captain Gerald Newbeck.
My name is Gerald Newbeck, and I am the commanding officer of Ingleside Police Station. I'm here today regarding an officer-involved shooting that was the result of Ingleside Station officers contacting an individual who was walking along the freeway shoulder. The officers were attempting to help him get to safety off the freeway. Although the OIS took place in the Bayview District, these officers were responding to a prowling incident that took place in the Ingleside District. This was an isolated incident, and there are no further public safety concerns. I am grateful that the officers involved are safe and that no bystanders were injured during the incident. The officers demonstrated remarkable courage under extremely challenging circumstances, exemplifying the core values of what it means to serve as a San Francisco police officer. As the investigation progresses, it is important for people to understand that there is a process, and that process is held to the highest standard. Please be patient and allow the necessary parties to complete their investigation. The San Francisco Police Department will always continue to cooperate and be transparent along the way. Thank you.
The public comment portion of this town hall meeting will now begin. The length of time for public comment will be 1 hour. To call into the meeting, please call 1-415-655-0001. Again, the number to call into the meeting is 1-415-655-0001. Please enter access code 266-148-33471. Each public comment caller will have up to 2 minutes to speak. If you wish to join the queue for public comment, please listen carefully to the following instructions. Interpretation is available in both Spanish and Cantonese. If you are watching on WebEx, you may click the interpretation button and select your preferred language. If you are calling into the meeting, again, please call 1-415-655-0001. Enter access code 266-148-33471. You may press star 3 to raise your hand to get in the queue to speak for public comment. You will be prompted when you have been unmuted and it is your turn to speak. Once again, each caller will have up to 2 minutes to provide public comment for this town hall meeting. Your 2 minutes will begin once you have been prompted that you have been unmuted and you begin speaking. Please be reminded, you must mute the broadcast you are watching in order for your public comment to be heard clearly. Again, if you are watching the broadcast online, please mute the broadcast or turn down the volume to prevent audio feedback so your comment can be heard clearly. Moderators, if there are any callers at this time, I ask that you invite the first caller in to speak. At this time, we have no callers in the queue, and I will reread the instructions. To call into the meeting, please call 1-415-655-0001. Again, the number to call into the meeting is 1-415-655-0001. Please enter access code 266-148-33471. Each public comment caller will have up to 2 minutes to speak. If you wish to join the queue for public comment, please listen carefully to the following instructions. Interpretation is available in both Spanish and Cantonese. If you are watching on WebEx, you may click the interpretation button and select your preferred language. If you are calling into the meeting, again, please call 1-415-655-0001. Enter access code 266-148-33471. You may press star 3 to raise your hand to get in the queue to speak for public comment. You will be prompted when you have been unmuted and it is your turn to speak. Please be reminded, you must mute the broadcast you are watching in order for your public comment to be heard clearly. Again, if you are watching the broadcast online, please mute the broadcast or turn down the volume to prevent audio feedback so your comment can be heard clearly. We have one caller in the queue. As a reminder, you may press *3 to raise your hand to speak for public comment. Caller, you have been unmuted and you may begin speaking.
I wondered if you can tell us what the disposition of this man is at this point. I know he was treated at San Francisco General Hospital. I wonder if he's been discharged and what his status is. That's question one. Question two is, why did the officer shoot him in the chest? Are there other protocols that... This is someone who...
I wondered if you can tell us what the disposition of this man is at this point. I know he was treated at the San Francisco General Hospital. I wonder if he's been discharged and what his status is. That's question one. Question two is, why did the officer shoot him in the chest? Are there other protocols that... This is someone who...
Caller, as a reminder, if you could please mute the broadcast you're watching so that your public comment may be heard clearly. And if you're able to, if you could just repeat the questions. Thank you.
Thank you for your question, caller. Regarding your first question, the subject is in stable condition. He's still in the hospital. Regarding your second question, this incident is still under investigation, but I would refer you to our use of force policy is exactly what we're going to use to determine how the use of force was investigated in this incident, and the use of force policy is DGO 5.01. So thank you for your call.
At this time, we have no callers in the queue. To call into the meeting, please call 1-415-655-0001. Again, the number to call in for public comment is 1-415-655-0001. Please enter access code 266-148-33471. As a reminder, you may press *3 to raise your hand to speak for public comment. been unmuted.
Hello?
Caller, go ahead. Your 2 minutes will begin once you start speaking.
Got it. Now, I just had a question about what this person is being charged with, if anything.
Want to answer that? I got it. Sure. Caller, thank you for your question. The suspect is being charged with several felony charges, of which are assault with a deadly weapon, brandishing, and threats to a police officer. There are also several traffic violations that are being charged. Thanks for your question.
Next caller.
Yes. Yes, I'm calling in and I'm trying to understand some of the things I think Chief Yep said, cited the GO or Department General Order for listening to and using force against a person. So in this particular incident, was there a chance to use less lethal? Second, what happened to time and distance? I was under the impression to avoid use of a firearm, an officer, that they keep distance between them. I recognize that they were on the side of the freeway and that was very difficult, but it may have been a little bit different if there was less lethal or possibly time and distance.
Caller, thank you for your question. Our use of force policy is 5.01. Time and distance is addressed in that use of force policy, and we will be using this use of force policy as part of our investigation. So thank you for your comment. Appreciate your call. I want to take a moment to thank our viewing audience and for joining, viewing and listening audience, and thank you for joining us in our town hall, officer-involved shooting town hall this afternoon. If you'd like more information or if you missed anything on our town hall, please refer to our website at sfpolice.org, and you can find all the information that was included in this town hall on our website. So thank you very much.